thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Northern California. Now we're on.
There we go.
Push the right button.
Yeah, you're a little slow on the draw.
You usually wait until like the 29-second mark before or close to it.
Okay, so. Okay. I'll make a note of that. Like, 29-second mark.
When in doubt, always refer to the producer.
Yeah. Yeah, we may even switch up the intro song next week.
Yeah.
Welcome, Northern California. This is the California Rental District Radio Show. My name is Nigel. My co-host, co-pilot, Mr. James Mazzotta from Enjoy, and we have a special guest with us today, Brian Ennenson from Headwaters Adventure Company.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
It's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week.
Unfortunately, the fires are still going.
Do we have to do another update of the fires for things?
I think we're going to be doing updates on the fires until December.
Until it starts to rain.
Yeah, until it starts to rain, exactly. Just double-checking the Dixie Fire. That's a big one, 881,000.
Well, hopefully. I walked out the door this morning, and I kind of almost for a split second felt like I could sense fall. It was cool.
Nice and cool this morning.
Right. 50, 50, I'm hoping 50, that's helping them.
It felt like we were in Humboldt.
I know.
So 881,000, and it's 55% contained. So 55% contained. So it's still got a way to go.
Yeah. I mean,
Monument Fire, 299, 178,000 acres, and 35% contained. And last week I got a couple of emails and calls from Willow Creek. They were very nervous because the Caldor Fire approached Willow Creek. So they literally had a call out for people to bring their shovels and
tamp it out,
pitchforks and
bring your boots, stomp it out.
Come and help do that. That was kind of strange.
That's sad.
It was very sad.
That's such a pretty. I've been to Willow Creek many times. So.
And it's kind of ironic that this is the weekend that we were supposed to be at.
Yeah, Bigfoot Days.
Bigfoot Days.
I know.
And instead it was canceled and it's on fire. So, there you go. But that's already up to 213,000 acres and 32% contained. So it's going to be a while.
It doesn't seem like, I mean, no disrespect. I have mad props for the firefighters, right? I just feel like it doesn't seem like we're making much headway on, I say we, they're not making much headway on the containment stuff.
Well, I wouldn't know, but when you look at the map now of all the active fires in Northern California, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, talk about a logistics nightmare.
Right. And you would think, it's so weird, I mean, I don't want to get all political or anything, but they talk about global warming and, you know, this is our new norm and blah, blah, blah. But when you think about this many fires burning every single year for the length that they are, the amount of carbon it must be pumping into the atmosphere, which in turn is causing global warming, you would think that we'd try to figure out how do we not make this our new norm?
Like, forest management.
What do we need to do? Because this is like every year now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't have the answer because I don't get all that, but I don't want to be a hypocrite or whatever, but maybe it's time we start really thinking about what we're doing.
I think so. Let's see. So we do have a call out. If you're in the chat, KCNR1460.com, I want to do an impromptu poll here at some point soon because we'll make some headway with the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to know, would like to know, if there was a flight from Reading to Arcata, would you take it?
Oh, no, from Reading to Arcata, because last week we did Reading to Sacramento.
Well, I think Reading to Arcata is going to be a done deal. That's going to be a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's Reading to Sacramento. Would you take it?
Yeah, which we had a poll that was put up on Reading Buzz.
And there's a lot of yeses.
Yeah.
And then the third one would be Reading to Reno on the weekends. Would you take a flight to Reno?
Wow.
And then back?
I think, yeah, I mean.
So we're going to take.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, I would kind of want to do all those things.
Well, the idea is, because air traffic is so important to this area, And the idea is to position Reading as a little hub.
Yeah.
As a hub between, for, you know, Reading to Arcata, Reading to SAC, and Reading to Reno. So we're going to start.
Because as we keep promoting, we already have Reading to Portland, Reading to San Francisco, and two Readings to the L.A. area, Burbank and
I don't
LA.
Think we have Reading to Portland. We have Reading to Seattle.
Seattle. Sorry. My bad. Yep. You're right.
That's cool. So.
Okay. So, well, let's just throw in Reading to Portland.
I think that's a $4,000 project. Anyway, this is, before we get to Brian, this is a cancellation weekend, unfortunately. If you were going to go do the Mount Shasta Tin Man, that was canceled because the forest closed. Unfortunately, the Grinduro, the gravel grinder up in Mount Shasta, that's been canceled too. That was supposed to be September 18th. So it looks like you're kind of on your own if you want to get out and about, and it's a good thing we have Mr. Brian here. Brian, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I just was like looking at you, and every time I look at you, you probably think, why are you looking so intently at me? You look like somebody, and I can't figure out who it is. Some type of a television somebody, actor.
He looks like Brian from the Headwaters Adventure Company.
Besides that, I mean, yeah, there's something about you that reminds me of somebody, and I can't figure it out. It's driving me nuts.
Right. I don't know. It's the beard, isn't it? It
must be something.
He'll get it after the show.
Yeah.
So welcome, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Could you give us, if you don't know Brian's company, Headwaters Adventure Company, right?
Correct.
And you're in Park and Reno.
We are now, yes.
So why don't you give us a little introduction into your company?
Yeah, so we actually just moved down to Park Marina back in April. As of May, the shop has been around 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were up off Larkspur Merchant Street for most of that time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a testament these days.
I know, making it 10 years. So we've been, I mean, lately have been busy. We do everything from retail sales all the way through kayak rentals and tours and trips and
so
anything
you,
in between.
You told me retail sales. For listeners, too, what does that really entail? Is it like outdoor equipment?
So mainly canoes, kayaks, paddle boards, anything you paddle with your arms, and everything in between. So accessories, life jackets, dry bags, some clothing, very specific to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the accessories that go with kayak fishing, which has definitely gotten huge over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a fun ride, that's for sure.
So somebody can come in there with, you know, ground zero, having nothing, and say, hey, I want to fish off of a kayak. They could buy the kayak and the fishing gear kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, rod holders, all of it. We even put motors on kayaks nowadays. So
you're legit.
Try to be.
There's some cool stuff in the resort. Now, listen, James, before you go down to buy a kayak to go fishing in,
Are there any? Because everywhere I've seen, they don't have any.
We've got a few.
Do you?
They're like $4,000, $5,000.
No, I know. Well, those are the real. Those are the real deal ones.
We do sell pedal drive stuff too. So Hobie is one of our main sellers, and they do all of their kayaks now are all pedal drive kayaks, and they range anywhere from about $1,500 up through. I mean, there's one big kind of sailing style kayak that you can get is just under $8,000. So, and then there's obviously stuff in between that.
Sure.
So
how did you get started in this?
Who?
Are you from here?
I am. Yes. Grew up in Cottonwood. So.
Okay. Isn't that funny? Everybody that we bring on seems to be like they were in Cottonwood and then migrated up to Reading.
Yeah. Well, went to school out of town, came back, ended up back here. I got into this sport actually mainly through kayak fishing. 8-10 years ago, I picked up my first fishing kayak and kind of just fell into it, to be honest. It sort of just evolved. I did have partners in the business for quite a few years.
Yep.
And they are the ones that originally hired me on at the business and was mainly there to sell fishing kayaks and kind of grew that side of our business, and it just took off. So
that's really cool. Okay. We're
at our first break.
At the first break already. Mm-hmm. That one go by quick.
Right.
California Adventure Disc Radio Show number 16. This is show number 16. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Brian.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning, Northern California. We're back, California Adventure District Radio Show. Radio Show number 16. My name is Nigel.
James.
Yep. Hi, James.
Hi,
and,
Nigel.
And we're here with Brian from the Headwaters Adventure Company.
Thank you.
I love the name, too.
Yeah. So the way that kind of came about, Joe and Terry, my previous partners and the previous owners, they actually have a son that owned a shop down in Lodi.
Oh, okay.
And his shop name was Headwaters Kayak. So when they opened up their shop up here, it, like I said, it was mainly a tour guide company when it first started. It was an adventure company for him down in Lodi to get people up here. Kind of taken care of. And then
that was smart.
Yeah. And then that's kind of when it evolved into, I mean, you get somebody up here that's going on a kayak trip. They're like, oh, I want to buy this.
Sure.
And then that's where the whole retail side came from.
Yeah.
So were you a guide?
Not kayak fishing, yes, at first, and then sort of just grew more into retail stuff. We've kind of gotten out of that tour guide side of things, and now I'm trying to get back into it. But
that's like riding a bike.
Kind of. Yeah,
you'll figure that out pretty,
right? Go.
So I would say kayaking and the water sports in general up here is probably a prime activity for our area, would you say?
Huge. About four or five years ago, Time Magazine did a spread on cities with the weirdest obsessions. And Redding, I think it was like 13 different towns and cities within the U.S. And Redding got put on the list for having the weirdest obsession with kayaking.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. So
I would, that's interesting. I wouldn't call it weird.
I know, right? For us, it's normal.
Brilliant, right?
So you were able to capitalize on that, I hope.
Definitely.
I think.
Yeah, it helped us.
I'm going to have to go archive digging because I'd like to read that.
Yeah, I look it up every once in a while.
Do you?
It's still out there.
It's still out there, okay. Oh, yeah. Since we're in the publishing business, I'd like to just see how they angled the story.
I can't remember any of the other weird obsessions that they came up with, but...
Oh, Redding has a few.
Definitely.
And Arcata has a few, too.
Yeah.
Humboldt has a few.
Well, you have to. We're in California, right? Everybody in the union thinks we're weird.
So that being said, so you would know then, probably, the percentage of locals who are actually kayakers.
A lot.
I'm seeing there's Shasta Paddle Club. Is that one of them?
There's Shasta Paddlers. Yeah, Paddlers. Which is a club kind of... It was started quite a few years ago, and then we revived it when the shop did open. So it's kind of just a club based around people that need knowledge or want to ask questions about the local area, local paddling, that kind of stuff. It's fun. We used to... There again, before... The pandemic hit, we used to do a lot of events through Shasta Paddlers, and when that did happen two years ago, we kind of just pulled the plug on a lot of that stuff. So we're trying to get back into community events, paddling events, that kind of stuff.
So I did take a little gander. So you are doing some events on the river here.
Try to. Yeah. We actually just started leasing a building right on Coutras Lake. We sort of got into on-water rentals this year, but that's kind of my number one goal next year is to start some kind of almost boathouse, on-water rentals, demos, that kind of stuff.
So a lot of our residents are avid kayakers.
Definitely.
When you say Coutras Lake, are we talking about the area around the roundhouse?
No.
Or is there
the one further south? Where Aqua Golf is at.
Okay.
Yeah, so that big kind of protected area.
Okay. So that would be where I used to swim as a kid.
Correct. So Kuchar's Pond, which is that really small pond area.
Yeah.
And then the bigger area is Kuchar's Lake.
Okay, I see.
So there's an island that kind of protects it from the river.
Okay, yeah.
So that's where we have a boat.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how do you do, like, river tours? Are you planning on doing river tours?
We're going to get into it, yeah. We don't really do anything right now. Finding guides has been tough lately. But
because they're all snatched up or they're moved away?
It's sort of my fault. I got into that side of it this year a little late, so a lot of them were already signed up with other people, with other guide services, that kind of stuff. So
if you're listening and you'd like to be a guide,
get a hold of me,
and you like to kayak and get a workout and be on the water.
So with that said, we've done a story where we did a story on some companies that have do some guiding, and then we were, other guiding companies contacted us and said things like, there are some rules and regulations to be qualified as a guide.
Yeah, I mean, we want to see some kind of background in at least kayaking.
At least this is what we were told, is that, you know.
There are certifications to get that you can show, I can do this.
Yeah.
So we're not going to just let anybody.
Your climb every mountain card.
So, James, you're out.
Yeah. I was out as soon as he said, hike. You know, as lovely as it sounds, I'd be too huffing and puffing.
No, but there's a lot of people listening, and it'd be kind of cool if somebody was interested in pursuing
and
that.
If it's the right person, we're more than happy to put them through all that certification stuff. So it's something that we definitely work with people. Sure. And if they're that passionate about it and want to get into it, we'll help them out.
So how often do you get out on the river or the lake?
Lately, not very often. It's been really busy this summer, so it's hard to get away from the shop, but I try to get out and paddle at least once or twice a week. I do a lot of upriver paddling at Lake Redding, kind of right under the Diesel Horse Bridge, and paddle up to the Ribbon Bridge. That's a lot of fun. And then downriver once, twice a week, if not. So, yeah, try to. I love the river, so that's my main spot, but...
So what are some of the better spots around Shasta County or Northern California? I'm sure you've been around.
I've hit a few. Whiskey Town is awesome.
I was going to say, Whiskey Town is like the number one.
Yeah. You go out there on like a Sunday in the middle of summer, and it is packed with kayaks and paddle boards. I mean, it's hard to see across the lake. There's so many of them stacked out there. But
We did a story on somebody. On some group does the night kayaking, the full moon.
So the Shasta paddlers.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, we used to do Friday night social paddles.
Okay.
So every Friday night we would show up out there, let people rent kayaks. If you had your own kayak, it was free. You just show up and paddle around with us. Kind of got out of that. For one, it got busy and it's tough.
Yeah.
Every Friday night is a lot. Yeah. But we're getting back into that stuff. So
believe
me,
I know.
Trying. And then the rangers out there do ranger-led programs, too.
Yeah. So. That's what I think we wrote about with the rangers and their stuff.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
Those rangers out there, the guys that they use are great.
So I have a feeling 2022 is going to be very busy because we do have a lot of flights coming in to Reading. We have a lot more people coming into Reading than we did last year. Even though we're in a pandemic, it took a number of years to get the contracts for those flights, right? So it's not something that happened overnight, and they just happened to, fulfill themselves now. So these people are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So now we need
with the Alpha, the Delta, and now the Mu.
And
the new moose, new variant.
It bypassed Lambda, I believe.
I know, right? I was like, wow.
But we're noticing, so even in the mall and some of the other stores, there's a lot of people walking around, and you're asking where they're from, and a lot of them are coming from on that Burbank flight, Avelo, right? So pretty soon, I mean, we're going to have to.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm a little thick, right? I mean, people know that, but. When I hear the Avelo flight, I'm just thinking of myself, right? Like, I get to fly to Burbank. Never once did I really ever consider that people in Burbank are like, hey, you know, we have a way out to go somewhere cool. I know. I'm like, the flight was put in place to get me there and bring me home. Nobody else.
Well, so in Burbank, and you know, I mean, I spent 25 years in L.A., so to be able to say, hey, yeah, let's go look at a waterfall this weekend.
Right.
And get on a flight for
cheap.
$40 or $50 bucks, whatever, and come
that
up.
It is cheap.
It is cheap, yeah.
you know, and so...
We'll say inexpensive. There we go.
I think it's a good time for us as a community, as a region anyway, to promote some of our pillars, and one of them being out on the water.
Yep.
You know, the whole kayaking thing.
Yeah, no. My wife and I have kayaks. My brother and sister-in-law have kayaks. And, you know, we don't get out as much as we'd like, but it is nice when you can haul them out and go, you know, in the evening and dunk yourself in the lake and
cool off a little
bit.
Yeah.
And then just, it's very relaxing, you know.
So, where else besides Whiskeytown Lake? Because for us locals, that's obviously a given, right?
Right. I mean, even more local stuff, you've got, Shasta isn't the best paddling lake. The banks are very steep, really rocky, but another body of water. You've got Keswick, which is great. Close, easy to get to. If you head west, you've got Lewiston, Trinity Lake, which is,
I
mean, between those two lakes, beautiful area. And then east,
Mount Lassen,
everything up in Lassen. Yeah.
So let me ask you that. So if you are out and about... I don't remember where my son just went to a beautiful lake up towards Mount Shasta. It's absolutely gorgeous. Mm. These places that are just these beautiful little lakes and stuff, do you need any type of permit? I mean, can you throw a kayak and just paddle around
as long as it's public access? You can just throw a boat out there. Yeah, we do takeaway rentals too.
Sure.
So if you've made your way up here and you rent a car, we can get you set up with.
Yeah.
Definitely depends on the rental that you've got.
And my hope is with all these rental companies, too, and I'm looking kind of in the chat room and stuff, is that there are some type of education and or at least awareness being brought up as that you're a guest here in the forest and, you know, making sure that you're taking care of...
Respect the area.
Yeah, what you're bringing in. Leave no trace, yeah. I think that's a really important part of businesses that are promoting this type of activity, that they... are pushing hard for people to say, hey, you're a guest. We live here, but, you know, even we're a guest when we go out into the woods. And, you know.
Every time I'm out, I always end up coming back with at least a couple pieces of trash.
Sure, right.
No matter where I'm at.
Because I remember it wasn't so long ago. What was it? There was that big ordeal where a bunch of college students from Oregon came. They do their spring break at Lake Shasta, right?
Yeah.
And there was hundreds of them, and they left the island just literally... like annihilated. I mean, it was like it looked like a dump.
They left their tents and
everything.
Yeah.
And I thought, are you kidding me? Especially college students, right? Like aren't so many of you think of them as being so now, you know, eco-friendly or whatever, but I guess once you put a little drink in the tank, that all goes out the window or something. I'm not sure, but
yeah. So, how much does it cost to rent?
So, if you stay here on Coutras Lake, it's $15 for the first hour, $25 for two. So we like to make it just easily accessible. If you take kayaks away for a full, like what we consider a, like a day, 8 hours, is $55. A weekend is $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $100. So.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to keep it for a couple days and check out a couple different spots.
That's not bad here in town. If you want to go and give kayaking a shot on the river, that's mm-hmm. actually not a bad rate at all. For some reason I was expecting more.
No,
$15.
That's a good deal.
So, do you get a lot of people from out of the area coming and checking out?
We do. It's about half and half. A lot of people traveling through. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of what we do lately has been people wanting to try out the sport to see if they want to get into it.
Yeah, to try it before they invest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick up a kayak at Walmart or Costco for $150, $200.
They usually have them lined out the building. It used to be you couldn't see the front of the store. Now you don't see any of them because mm-hmm. they were such a, but yeah, exactly. It was like a wall of Skittles.
All the different colors.
They're neon. They're so obnoxious.
All right. Well, this is the end of the first half hour.
Bam.
Bam, just like that.
Right?
It goes by quickly.
I know.
And we will be right back. We'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good morning.
And
we're
you
back.
Just hit it 29 seconds.
Was that? No, that was a little earlier.
You're awesome.
Yeah, no. A little bit of ZZ Top in the morning. It's always a good thing.
Well, our guest has the kind of the beginning of a ZZ beard.
Getting there.
It's getting there.
I know. I actually just trimmed it.
It's legit. That's the real the real deal.
Yeah, welcome back, California Adventure District Radio Show. This is we're talking with Mr. Brian Ennenson from Headwaters Adventure Company.
Yeah, thank you.
All about kayaking, all about the water. So, Mr. James, you're making some observations about the chat room.
Yeah, the chat
friendly
room.
Chat room.
I try to keep my eye over on it so that we can maybe answer a few questions.
So let's answer a few questions.
Yeah. So we have Jesus 96001 yes is on asking about or saying hopefully. You guys can give lessons to the rental folks before they go out and endanger habitats and, being at what we did discuss a little bit about being ethical in the forest. And,
just respecting the area.
Yeah.
For sure.
So what would you say to that?
Yeah. I mean, we do try to inform our customers when they do rent, just kind of ins and outs of what to do, how to do that kind of stuff. If you're interested, we do give classes to anything from intro to kayak classes all the way through rescue classes and anything above that. So it is something that we try to inform the public and our customers about, just how to do things, where to do things, what to do, what not to do.
Yeah.
So see, maybe Jesus 96001 could actually become one of the guides.
Yeah. You never know.
And actually help people out.
He did say something about Slaughterhouse Island on Shasta Lake. Is that
that's the island that I believe you were talking about.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he was referring to... Oh, so he was answering my question of where that took place, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in the chat room, it's hard to follow when you're talking it in your head, and then you're looking down, and it's a few stream lives. You've moved on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't put the dots together. So, yes, you're right. It was the Slaughterhouse Island that they left trashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, bad example of people behaving poorly.
Definitely. Disrespecting the area.
Yeah. So it's good to know that, people aren't going to be just necessarily, and that's probably why where you're at, you said it's protected water at the Coutras area, so somebody could get in and get a feel before they're,
before they get out into the big stuff.
Because, I mean, I kayak, but I have to say I would be a little, I don't know.
Intimidated?
Apprehensive.
Apprehensive.
There you go. On the river, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean, my soul says, let's go. It sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't necessarily want to flip over and, even though I have my life vest on. there's a part of me that's always very respectful of water. Like, water's cool, but water's serious.
And it's cold. The river's very cold.
So, within California Adventure District, so we have 12 counties, there are some rivers that lend themselves to... some of the more extreme kayaking, right? Like Smith River up in Del Norte. Have you ever partaked in any of that?
Yeah, I've never run the Smith, to be honest. I think they were doing some releases, was it this weekend, I believe, for Whitewater? I'm not going to make it, obviously. But, I've heard it's an awesome area.
It's what we did for my kids. They had an ecology camp in Southern Oregon that we would, for their school, and we would go and I did it with all of my boys, one and then the next and the next, and they always did the whitewater rafting. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that shook me to my core. I mean, I was super excited, but boy, when you... Whew.
So one of the things we were thinking about doing is carving out a multi-day kayaking tour.
Yeah.
Of some kind. Mm-hmm. throughout our region, would you say that this is a suitable region for that?
I would say so. Yeah. Just the access to waterways around here is amazing. I mean, within an hour's drive of Reading, you can access. I sat down and actually counted one time. It was like 32 different bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's amazing around here.
We should call ourselves Water World.
I think that's taken.
Or we could get Kevin Costner to come be a spokesperson.
That's right. So do you do exclusively kayaks or anything else too?
Well, kayaks, canoes, and paddle boards. Anything you propel yourself with a paddle with, we sell, essentially. Other than like boats, drift boats, that kind of thing.
Yep. The stand-up paddle boarding was kind of popular here for a while. You see a lot of people on the lake and on the river. Is that
definitely? Yeah, paddleboarding is it's definitely grown over the last few years. It's gotten huge around here.
I keep waiting for it to be a sport that you could see at the Olympics, which would be whitewater paddleboarding.
I'm sure it's getting there,
right? Where you just are like, you know, seriously, it's like half surfing, half, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we take paddleboards over the Trinity and run class 4, class 5. I mean, most of the time you get tossed off the board.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun.
I asked this from some of our guests. For someone like you and your business within our region, this may be a trick question, but what's missing?
What's missing?
What's missing?
In my opinion?
Yeah, what's missing?
Probably more use of the river, to be honest. It's been so underdeveloped and underutilized over the last 20, 30 years. It'd be awesome to see more development along the river in the way of, I mean, obviously using the river with paddleboarding, kayaking, whatever, and then just like little shops and stuff too. So that's, in my opinion, that would be something that could be worked on.
So there's plenty. I mean, you're in Park Marina.
Right.
We used to have our offices in Park Marina. I think really they're short-term, long-term. The long-term goal is potentially amazing what will happen to the waterfront down there at some point.
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, like we were talking earlier, you used to swim down there as a kid.
Yeah.
And nobody.
And
really
my kids and I still go to do aqua golf. We love to go do that, you know. Every, you know, once a quarter, we find ourselves down there just hitting buckets of balls together.
I don't know if you remember the mini golf course in Kutcher's Park.
In Kutcher's Park, yeah.
That was fun.
I forgot about that.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That was, that one's the one that left my mind. But we used to go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to 31 Flavors just around the corner and get ice cream and then come pay miniature golf.
Yeah. A long time ago.
I know, right? Yeah.
Okay. What is the entry fee to get into kayaking? Let's say you're here locally and you said, you know, we want to get into a new activity as a family or as a group or a couple. Mm-hmm. So let's get into kayaking.
I mean, purchasing.
Yep.
Okay. So we've got, I mean, single kayaks, generally under normal circumstances, anywhere from $300-$400. Then tandems range anywhere from $600 to $900 just to get into it at least.
Mm-hmm.
Then paddles, life jackets. I mean, you could set up a family for under $1,500.
There you go. That's not bad.
Yeah. It's something that you can use for years. I mean, not something that's like, oh, it'll be done by the end of the year. No, we sell quality equipment.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Not the stuff at Costco.
You know what? I don't use it on the river for one, but it is a way to get into the sport fairly inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that. I mean, we're just here. The way I look at it is I'm here to get people on the water. I don't care how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay safe for one and go have fun.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, the adage goes anywhere. I mean, there are people that would argue with me, I'm sure, but my experience is you get what you pay for.
Definitely.
I mean, there's no doubt. And people are smart enough to know that, you know, and you know there are things that are, you know, inflated or overpriced, but typically in sporting gear stuff, you know, like that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? it's structural. It's, you know, there's a lot that goes into these other types of boards than the ones that you buy like at just hanging out at Dick's, right?
For sure.
No disrespect to Dick's. I mean, they do what they do, and there's an entry point, like you said. Mm-hmm. But
what a lot of people do is they get into sport that way, and then come to us 2 years down the road wanting to start upgrading.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's what
you
know.
And the nice thing is, there's plenty of people that want to buy your new one or your old one.
Right. But there'll be times when I'm, you know, walking through Costco to buy, you know, cheese and stuff, and there's a kayak there, and you just kind of wonder.
It's very inviting.
Well, my mind goes to, well, is that a good one?
Yeah.
Or is it not a good one?
Yeah.
Because there's just one, right?
Right. No, I do the same thing.
And so, what are some of the better kayaking brands, let's say?
I mean, we've definitely sold different brands over the years. We sell a lot of Hobie. They do mainly pedal drive kayaks, sit on top pedal drive stuff.
And when you say that, that's like you're in it or on it, and there's feet pedals, right?
Yep.
And you pedal.
Yeah, they've got actually a fin system that propels the kayak.
Yeah. It's like seal arm flaps.
But so when the drive first came out, there was stickers on the side of the drive of like penguins, kind of how they fly through the water. So that's where they kind of got the idea of fin drive kayaks. They actually released their first pedal drive kayak back in 97, so it's been a while. But
I see the commercials, and I think it's fascinating when they show you underwater and those things are going choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, right?
Pretty cool. Yeah. That and Feel Free Kayaks is one of our main just recreational kind of entry-level fishing sit-on-top stuff. We sell a lot of just recreational-style kayaks. Crescent is another big sit-on-top kayak brand that we do sell. And Eddyline is our main sit-inside, more touring kayak brand. So, okay.
Are there any kayaking contests or around our area?
So we're actually
good question, Niall, because Nigel, that's you think there should be something, right? Because I'm looking
competition.
Here on this thing, and they were talking about how board stock used to be really cool. That was huge.
Yeah,
up at Shasta, right?
So we're actually in the process of putting together some fun, like, upriver kayak sprint contests at Lake Redding.
Mm.
So starting at one spot, paddling up about a half mile, going around a buoy and coming back.
Cool.
So we're going to hopefully do that end of September, beginning of October-ish. And then there is actually a race that we help host that is 100 miles down the river.
Oh,
so the Sundial Bridge to Chico, essentially. And it's
that's
intense.
That's wicked.
100 river miles on a kayak. Or paddleboard.
One day. So how many hours is that roughly? I mean, like when you really, after you start, like what are people
depending
coming
Depending on the people, obviously, what kind of skills and what kind of shape you're in. You can do it anywhere from 9 to 10 hours, and then some people come in upwards of 17, 18 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
When is that happening?
That's
in
cool.
May.
Yeah.
So that's
definitely, that's cool. I'd love to get a story on that.
Mm-hmm.
So right before it happens.
Yeah.
So
how many people enter?
Depending on the year, there again, anywhere from 50, 60. I think one year we had upwards of 100.
Nice.
We do split it up into sections.
Yeah.
So if you didn't want to do all 100 miles, you can do the first 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just here to essentially Cottonwood, Balls Ferry, or the first 50 here to Red Bluff.
And how super cool is it that we have a waterway that has that kind of length that's unobstructed, right?
Yeah. Essentially the last kind of fish ladderish dam areas right there at Lake Redding.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely open all the way to the bay.
Man.
They don't do Lake Red Bluff anymore, so they don't close the diversion
that's
dam.
Right. Yeah,
I seem to remember two young ladies that actually kayaked from, I believe, up in
the headwaters.
Siskiyou, down to the bay.
Yeah. Yeah, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I've never done it, I will say. I've done a lot of the sections, but not all at once. But no, I do a lot of just like overnight trips here to Red Bluff kind of thing, it's easy to do. I mean, there's so many areas along the river you can just stop and throw a tent. Obviously, look up the areas, make sure it isn't private property.
Probably, yeah, because there's a lot of private property along the
riverbanks.
Yeah. You end up in a nice doctor's backyard. They like come out in the morning for their coffee, and you're sitting there with your boiling pot of beans and weenies.
That's pretty fun. That sounds like kind of fun, like a hundred mile tour. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It'd take me about, I'd admit,
2 weeks,
2 days, 3 days. I'd be like coming in finally.
Yeah, we actually were involved with putting on hosting a guided trip down the river in October. Pulled the plug this year just because of fires and access, that kind of stuff. But next year, next October, it's a fully catered trip from Reading to Corning, Woodson Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You just show up with your kayak, and we provide all the food.
Well, make
that
sure
kind
you
of stuff.
Make sure. I mean, I'm glad that I'm getting to talk to you today because these are all things that we would really love to at some point cover in the publication.
For sure.
Because it's important that we. I mean, obviously, that's what we write about is all the local stuff. But how great to continue to kind of support and at least recognize what things are available in that realm of the world, because I didn't know anything about it. I don't know if you remember, because you were born and raised here, but and I've been here since I was six. So there used to be a – it wasn't a race. It was kind of a race, but it was just more for fun. There used to be a big parade on the river once a year where local businesses had to build their own raft. And then the employees – got on and they sailed down to Anderson Park. So
that's
it was
awesome.
From here, from the fairground or from the rodeo grounds down, right?
Well, there was the Sundial Splash too.
Yep. This was, but you know, there were certain rules on what you could and couldn't do. But I mean, people would make the rafts out of barrels and inner tubes. It was like a kinetic race over in Eureka, but it was done on the water.
That's
and
awesome.
It was just a lot of fun. I just, the reason why I brought it up, I found pictures of my dad doing it with his company, you know, and they.
Maybe we'll have to bring that back to life. All right, thank you very much. We will be right back with our final segment.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least three realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Back to my cue very well. Thank you very much. California Adventure District Radio Show. Last segment of show number 16.
Mr. Nigel Skeet.
Feels like a regular job at this point.
Right?
It is. It's like a regular thing in the calendar.
Once you flick that switch on CAD, it never stops.
That's right. And James Mazzotta from Enjoy, and we have Brian from the Headwaters Adventure Company. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian's doing a great job this morning.
He's doing a great job.
A lot of information.
Yeah, you could be
start
a...
start my own show.
Regular.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Hey.
You could be a regular.
That's how it happens.
Enjoy, you have some news, too.
Yeah, so we officially
can
officially announce it, because we just took a picture yesterday in front of the building with the exchange of... money and keys. Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, our whole Enjoy family is relocating from our 1475 Placer Street offices, which we've been at for over 10 years. So that's, you know, just down by the Amarte Salon across from where the old parking structure used to be.
I think almost everybody in Reading knows where the Enjoy store is.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, we are moving to 1261 or 1261 Market Street in the old Boardmart building.
That's really good.
Ski and sport building.
So
it's, you know, it's still downtown, which we were really struggling because, you know, there was a lot of opportunity to move outside of downtown, but we have been connected so much with downtown, people kind of come to expect us to be a part of that. And so we're just feverishly looking for a place downtown, and that happened to open up, and, you know, the owners came to us and said, we think this would be a perfect fit for you. It is about five times the size that we're in.
I know we were in there last weekend and pacing around.
Part of me that's just so excited and a part of me that I'm like getting cramps and diarrhea because I'm so nervous about the move. Because it's a lot of space to fill. However, with that said, we have a lot of plans that we really want to do. We're looking at partnering with coffee. We're looking at partnering with a bread maker and a pastry chef. We do have
the hotel right next door.
The hotel next door, but we also contracted with Bernsini Wineries. They are going to be actually putting in a tasting room.
Very good.
So, you know, just another addition to downtown coolness, right?
Well, I think a lot of people would know where Boardmart is.
I hope so.
I mean, that
they usually have to think. They go, Boardmart, Boardmart.
That signature sign on Market Street.
Which is coming down.
Which is coming down.
Yeah, they actually are donating that to... There's a gentleman in town that's collecting all these type of old signs and stuff. I think that
you have to save it.
Yeah. Well, I think they want to. They're trying to do something in one of the alleyways. They want to call it like Neon Alley or Electric Alley or something, where they're gonna put them all at some point. Hopefully, put them all up so you'll be able to drive through the alley and see all the old, cool
that's awesome.
Signs.
And yeah. So, from what I understand too, right next to Boardmart, you would know that corner lot,
yeah,
which has been
where I've wanted to build forever. I think everybody does.
Everybody's wanted to do that. So there are some plans for that now too.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know how open it is, and so I can't discuss it.
No, but there are plans. It won't be an empty lot.
No,
for very long.
I believe it's in escrow, and I believe the plans for it are going to be super cool.
So that's going to be a great location for Enjoy.
Been empty for years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So.
So that I mean that's really good. That's a great move.
Yep. I'm hoping. Yeah. I'm hoping that they obviously don't close escrow and start building before Christmas, because I'm trying to ask them if we can use that as a
parking
Reading, as a Enjoy parking lot for the holiday season. We'll get one good season with parking until the new structure opens. Yeah. But that's supposed to open in November.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this November?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Well, congratulations on the move.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'll be helping.
Well, you're probably going to be there.
Yes, we'll definitely be there.
Because we've wanted a long time to partner and put together like a small CAD store that, you know, to at least get it going with the, you know, California Adventure District. And because you are already in our store sell T-shirts and magnets and stickers and, you know, bags. And what else did you brought in just the other day?
Some stuff, and now is the time too for us to do the California Adventure District line of you know, apparel.
Yeah.
So we have some cool things coming down the pipe.
Yeah, the new shirt that you gave me last week.
Yeah.
The Believe shirt, super cool.
Bigfoot.
My kids stole it.
Bigfoot. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I mean, I think it's a fun thing, but Bigfoot is the most popular thing within the California Adventure District. On the website and inquiries, it's Bigfoot, Bigfoot, Bigfoot.
Well, he's the longest,
and then they ask
longest
where to go
lasting celebrity, one of them on Earth.
That's right. So, and so another company that's moved is Headwaters. When did you guys move?
April.
Yeah,
just this last April. So, yeah it's,
was it as painful as it? Is it?
It's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
I mean, your honesty.
I'll throw it right at you. Yeah. No, it, I mean, we acquired a lot of things over the last 10 years, and finding a lot of those things when you move is just like, wow. Well, I bought this like 8 years ago.
Officially yesterday, I closed one of three of our storage units and moved everything out of one storage unit. So.
That's
and I, like I said, I went to bed last night feeling like I had a migraine. My muscles were so tired.
Yeah.
Right. And
I know.
I hadn't worked that hard, but I mean, the storage unit that I chose to move first was our back stock for our magazines of 15 years. So you know how boxes of magazines that weigh 50 pounds a piece, and we have hundreds of them.
That's fine.
That are from 10 years ago.
Yeah, so we keep them because it's surprisingly enough how many people come to our store looking for a back issue of a magazine. Maybe 100 a month people come in saying, do you have the issue that was featured this person? And I'm like, we look it up online and like, oh, yeah, that was back in 2007. And then we go back to our warehouse and we pull
through it.
So congratulations on the
Thank
move.
You.
I mean, enjoy magazine and enjoy the store. You're definitely a staple of this community. So it's, you know, it's a good thing. Headwaters, we definitely, want to, pursue and promote more the kayaking and getting on the river and getting on the lakes, in our community, because it's a natural thing to do here, right?
It is easy to do.
And so if you are looking for something to do, right, here, and you want to give it a shot, go try kayaking.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's easier to do than I thought, and it's less expensive to do than I thought. So,
yeah, once you own a kayak, pretty much it's easy breezy.
Yeah, just head out to the lake.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, really the only expense on top of that would be some kind of pass, depending on where you're going.
Right.
Parking fees. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of kids?
Parents
with kids?
Getting there, yeah. We actually partnered with the California Adventure Academy.
Yep.
And we did a couple days of kayaking with them.
Is that fun?
Got the kids. It was awesome. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, kids are hilarious.
Kids, I know.
That's really good.
I heard all the screaming and laughing, and just like pandemonium.
Splashing each other.
Yeah, tipping
each other over.
I took my girls out on a paddleboard, but they were a little too young because they just wanted to jump into the lake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do. Yeah. Paddleboarding, I think I pretend that I fall more than I really need to because I just like being in the water. Mm-hmm.
Just to cool off.
Yep. Are you hiring at all?
We're always hiring. Yeah, I mean, guides and instructors are definitely a big one.
Good question.
Well,
I mean, you are getting to be a professional.
No, I'm starting to have a little bit of a finger on the pulse.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
for the region.
It's important because people need to know, right? Like, we have you here, and you either are or you aren't. And if you are,
this
people
is definitely the kind of back end of our season.
Sure.
We do a lot of our business within 4 to 5 months out of the year. So that kind of April through September, October, it's just going crazy.
But it's nice for people to know now to, like, say, hey, you know what, I can do this, right? And this is an opportunity, so I can touch base now and prepare for the next big season.
For sure.
Kind of
we do. I mean, we do hire a lot of, kids, high school kids, that are looking for summertime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's you, let me know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, thank you. We're going to come to the end part of the show here. But so, unfortunately, a lot of stuff has been canceled.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Because of the fires and the...
Don't become part of the cancel culture, Nigel.
No, I know. Well, so, you know, so unfortunately, the Shasta Tin Man has been canceled. That was supposed to be this weekend. The Grindero, the gravel grinder up in Mount Shasta, has been canceled, unfortunately. Bigfoot Days was canceled, but that was canceled a little while ago. But what you could go do, if you wanted to, is go see the Beach Boys.
Oh, where are they playing?
Next week, Rolling Hills. The Beach Boys are older than all of us combined.
Yeah.
And they're still going.
I also heard on my way in, they had another big event coming in, Rolling Hills too, and it was a whole massive, like, old school rap series.
Yeah.
That's coming back to back.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Cypress Hill.
Vanilla Ice.
All that stuff. Yeah. Vanilla Ice. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing these days.
Actually Rolling Hills is doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to go see the Beach Boys September 9th. And, there's a bunch of stuff going on in Rolling Hills actually. And then, I believe the Home and Garden Show is going on still September 18th and 19th at the Civic.
Oh, that's a question. I don't know, but yeah. I haven't heard it's been canceled, but I was talking with them the other day about how things are starting to choke up again.
So do we know or do we not know?
I don't know, no. I'm not going to get any false information. Look, go online to the Civic website.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
So thank you. Brian, why don't you give us all of your specs one more time?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're down off Park Marina now, 2655 Park Marina Drive.
Good phone number.
Yeah, so our number is 530-223-2411.
Right.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube,
all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You're awesome.
All of us.
Thank
we
you very
really
much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks
we'll
see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.